Okay, let's go on to Lee, who's calling us from SeaTac.
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am. We got to go quick.
Okay, I'm calling about, thank you for your ministry. I listen to you every Saturday and plan on ordering some of your products. But I'm calling today about shingles, and I caught the tail end of your telling someone today the ingredients. Could you repeat those, please?
Okay. Now, if we're talking about the rubbing ingredients, they include zinc oxide paste, and you get that from big box drugstores. You have to look carefully at the label, make sure they don't have too much garbage in it. Ask the pharmacist if it is basically, what am I looking for now? If it's free of anything that isn't a natural molecule. So, zinc oxide paste, okay, one combines that with aloe, some vitamin E, and oddly enough, if you can, a little bit of vitamin B12. But you can also take the vitamin B12 by injection. So anyway, and you rub that all in, and it does help things feel better. I was taught that by a doc who's since moved to Toronto, but he was in a regular medicine, but he was migrating towards natural medicine and somehow came up with that one, and it really does help. Now, it doesn't do as much all by itself as if we also combine it with an intravenous treatment we have at Tahoma, which combines ATP when we can get it. That's a big problem because of King George III, who regulates that sort of thing. And we combine that with vitamin B12, and that really helps you to get better quicker. That's why I mentioned putting B12 in the paste, because sometimes we can't get that combination anymore.
So if I buy the zinc oxide paste, I would also need to buy the aloe,
Aloe vera gel
sorry,
and the vitamin
aloe
E.
gel.
Aloe
I'm
vera,
sorry.
V-E-R. Yeah, it's aloe, but it's called aloe vera, which just means true aloe, aloe vera.
So is that a separate?
Yeah, it's a separate gel. You can't get it all put together by somebody. This is just something that the intern has told people to put together, and it works.
So those four ingredients, zinc oxide paste,
Aloe vera and
aloe
vitamin
vera,
E. Aloe vera and the
vitamin.
vitamin E, the one called mixed tocopherols.
Okay, and B12.
If you can. Now, what I keep saying is, if you can, is it would be best if it were liquid B12, but you can just mush up a little B12 tablet and put some water on it and then rub it in. And mix it all with this paste. That's the point.
Okay, should I also add zinc, take a zinc pill or put zinc in that? I thought
It's not going to do that
that.
much good, ma'am. That's what the zinc oxide paste is for. You have to have it in a
Oh,
topical.
I see. That's right, the zinc oxide. And
There you
can I
go.
buy that at your, order that from your dispensary?
You can, but nobody has got a pre-done paste. You have to put it together yourself. One of these days, somebody will do a pre-done paste and sell it, but they don't now.
The zinc oxide paste just says, is that. That's you can buy that now, though, can't you?
Oh, sure. You can buy all the separate individual ingredients and mix them yourself.
I see. Okay, Dr. Wright, thank you for your ministry, and God bless you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am, and it's very kind of you to finish just as I'm being warned we got to go to the end of the program. Imagine that. Thank you, ma'am. And thank you for calling, and we got the word about shingles out twice today.